CQ, CQ, this is Kilo 2 Papa Charlie Bravo. CQ, 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 this is Kilo 2 Papa Charlie Bravo. Standing by and listening for any calls.
Kilo 2 Papa Charlie Bravo, this is Kilo Echo 2 Golf Echo, Delta Quebec. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mr. KE2GDQ, K2PCB here. I'm actually in quite a jovial mood this morning, being that it's Friday on a Thursday, and aside from being chilly out, things are good this morning. I'm looking forward to getting in and getting the day over. We shipped stuff out to Green Mountain earlier this week, so that's a little bit of a relief. Of course, we're waiting for test results, and that's not so cool, but there's a chance it's going to fail, but it is what it is. And, things are good. I received my voice gear that I bought off of eBay in the mail the other day, and I was playing with that last night, and configured that for my radio. And, so getting my Friday started, that's where we are. How about you?
Oh, today's starting off really good, and woke up early, so I've been doing email cleanup that I've needed to do for a long time, so that gave me a chance to do that this morning, and my wife and I are going to go take our youngest grandson to his preschool, his play school, this morning, while my daughter has something to do with our daughter, our oldest granddaughter. It's going to be a good day today.
There you go. Any day spent with family can be, or should be a fun day. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned the email cleanup and waking up early, because this morning I was up before the alarm clock, turned the alarm clock off. And it's one of those that you set it for the weekday and then your weekends. So I remember to turn it off for the weekday entirely so that it doesn't wake us up tomorrow morning, though I'll probably be up before it goes off anyway. And then email cleanup is kind of funny because I always tell Lynn I don't delete my text messages. I leave them there as history. If I ever need something, I can go back to it. And I normally don't, but yesterday I was sitting on the sofa. Lynn was watching something that I wasn't that interested in, but I was hanging out there, and I did the search feature on my phone, and then one at a time deleted all the conversations that were like, if you sign up for the email or text message club, this is your, dual authentication login number when you log into the bank. All those different really useless sort of email or text message conversations. Something that's coming from like a 5-digit number or numbers that I just don't know. And people are bots trying to make contact with you. So I did a little cleanup, and that probably took me half hour to selectively delete everything. So
that's what I'm doing too. There are text messages that I delete regularly, like the bank verification and some other ones. And I have some ads that come through from a couple of places that I should go through and delete. I haven't, because they'll come through again. So I really need to do that. Did play with crossband repeater a little bit yesterday, and it works good. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm envisioning one of these days you're going to be out on a early morning walk, checking in here in the morning, and seeing how far you can get from the house. And in fact, you can just put on something and listen to it. which makes me think about what your... Oh, when I say something, so you'd have to be listening to Ross's note and then rebroadcasting that, which, yeah, I guess I could do. And I would assume you'd do that in low power. Thinking about the duty cycle of the radio, you wouldn't want full power transmitting out there, just so you can get out to the backyard or whatnot.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Lots of things to consider while doing that.
Yeah, that was exactly what Ross had said, you know, keeping it, the power lower. Yeah, I definitely would need to do that. When I tried it, it was still at high power, but I only did it for like 30 seconds, so I'm good there. Been doing research on cable and connectors, and I'm finding out the cable that I bought, this RG58, is probably the worst cable I could have bought for my ham radio and antenna. So I've been looking at upgrading and trying to find the best one, and you know, everything keeps coming back to LMR400.
Still stand by that cable for short runs. Short runs with a known dB loss, it's fine. If you're going to do long runs, 50 feet, 100 feet, yeah, you're definitely going to suffer a lot. LM400, yeah, definitely a decent cable, that's for sure. That's been around a while now.
Yeah, the run from the antenna to the radio here is probably 20-ish feet. But if I go to put an antenna up in the attic of the garage, which is on the other side of the house, we're looking at like 50 to 70 feet, somewhere around in that range. So I'm starting to think losses get significant there.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what we were talking about back in the beginning, is go with the cheap stuff. You can get that for next to nothing. Try out your antenna, figure out where you're going to put it, if you're going to move it, you know, and you have to sacrifice this coax or cut it or whatever the case may be. No harm, no foul, no significant impact to the wallet. If you start pricing out that nicer cable, yeah, that's going to add up. Not to mention, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to maneuver. Obviously, you're not going to move it around a lot, but it's definitely intended to be put into service and kind of left. Definitely not something that you're gonna swing over and hook onto your HT without an extension cable.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding. The LMR400 is a much thicker cable, and I got to realizing that the current location that I'm bringing the cable in the house might have to be modified, so the list gets longer. But the big thing I still need to finalize is, well, that was part of it, is one of the polyphase lightning arresters was using N connectors. So I'm thinking, well, if I'm going to use N connectors, do I use LMR400? And I start going down this rabbit hole, and now I have analysis by paralysis by analysis.
The N connector is going to be one of your best connectors for RF shielding because of the way it sleeves together and gives you that double shielding. It's a good connector. And in fact, I can't remember, now that I think about it, which polyphaser connectors I have. Do they not offer it in both? And I guess it'll depend on what antenna style that you buy, too, because you normally can buy the antennas in N or SO-239.
They did offer them in both styles. You know, so, I mean, I could do that. I've got the connectors for the SO-239 or PLs. So I could do either one, you know. I know that the end connector is supposed to be more waterproof and lower loss, but again, with the RG58 that I'm using, I've already got a fair amount of loss, so, you know, is it really going to matter?
Well, let's paint this scenario. Let's say you pick a couple good locations where your feed point of your UHF-VHF antenna is and where your HF antenna is, and you sort of commit to those. And so your radio has the SO-239, so the PL-259 is appropriate. I think that VHF antenna, UHF-VHF antenna, has SO-239, so that you can buy either one. It's quite possible you'll find an HF antenna that has an SO-239. So now, then the only connectors that would have the end connectors would be on your polyphasers. So now you need to put a different connector on there, which is fine. But what if it was the SO-239 style, and let's say you were building a portable antenna, something you wanted to set up in the backyard? Well, what about the scenario where you have coax coming out of the house into a waterproof, you know, NEMA enclosure, even a, like a Pelican case or something that you can flip open, and your polyphaser's in there, your ground wire runs out of there to a ground rod to the ground, but you also have an access point where you can disconnect that permanent antenna and now hook up another piece of coax to run to an antenna in the backyard, which is probably going to be a PL-259 cable, and, you know, be able to access or inject a signal from a different antenna at that point. So.
I hadn't thought about that, but that makes sense. Putting a box outside, I could mount it to the foundation. It would be waterproof. I could have my connections in there. And then if I wanted to, like you said, add something else, it's right there. Hadn't thought about that. I like that idea.
I mean, if you're going to splice it for any purpose, the lightning protection is a good reason to splice it. Anytime you put a connector in, that's going to add loss, but that's for a very good reason. But if you put it at a point where that it can be a multi-purpose junction, even better.
Yeah, you're giving me more food for thought there, Travis. I really do appreciate that. This is KE2GDQ.
And if you're going up to the garage, well, that's a whole separate path, especially if that stays indoors in the attic. Well, and then there's no point in tapping into that. Yeah, so maybe it'd be just on the VHF side, but yeah. Things to think about before you commit to that final installation. Hopefully not leading to paralysis. All right, I've got 6:43, so we are really close. I hope this day goes as fast as this conversation has, which just seems like 2 minutes off. I'll see if anyone else is in there. Maybe Jeff is the only one that would be in here this morning. KTPCB.
Good morning, KC2NVM here. Just turning on to Hinchy now. I had to stop and get a breakfast sandwich. Today is my birthday, so I treated myself and had a breakfast.
Oh, happy birthday there, Jeff.
Thank you. I'm now officially 54 years old. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
I started thinking that in my mid-30s.
Yeah, so hopefully today just works out to be nice. I am coming in tomorrow. They asked nicely, and I said yes. And hopefully I'll work PFT and get a whole bunch of stuff done.
Okay, sounds good, Jeff. And I'm going to sign with you, Brad. Enjoy your day today, your day tomorrow, and your Easter. And we will catch up with you next week. I mean, I know I'm going to be pretty busy this weekend, so, yeah. unless I happen to be on the air or you guys are texting and say, hey, let's get online. But otherwise, most likely we'll not talk to you until next week. All right, this is K2PCV. I am clear for now.
All right, 73's KC2, NVM, clear.
Both of you guys have a happy Easter. Have a great weekend. And I will talk to you on Monday. 73's, this is KETGDQ, and we're clear for today.